You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
What the heck are you doing today? Anything fun, I hope?
No, going into work late. I went to the long run, the Eagles tribute band last night. So fun. Have you ever seen them?
No, mm-hmm. I'd rather not.
Oh,
I love the Eagles. You don't like the Eagles?
Not a
what?
Fan.
Jeremy doesn't like a lot of older music unless it's John Denver.
No, I do like old music. If it was a Led Zeppelin tribute band, I might have been there, but not the Eagles.
He doesn't like Eagles music.
Yeah, not for me. They play Hotel California over and over and over.
I will tell you that I had two go-to songs when I used to do karaoke, Lisa. One of them was a Dave Matthews song, and the other one, my go-to, was Peaceful Easy Feeling by the Eagles. So
Yeah. They've got some good ones.
Desperado.
I wouldn't do that one. How much did you drink last night, Lisa? Quite a bit?
Actually, I was driving, so I had one glass of wine. That was it.
Oh, okay. How responsible.
She was the DD.
Yep.
Okay. I see that the actual Eagles, although really, there's only one original member left, Don Henley. I don't think there's any other original members left in the band.
Yeah.
They're coming back to play Mile High Stadium or Ball Arena. I have to look. Anyway, they're coming back to Denver.
I saw them at Fiddler's, I think.
Yeah, they're coming back sometime here in the next few months. Anyway, it's down to like Don Henley and more recent people. You ready to play some Rattle Off with the Boys?
I'm going to give it a whirl.
That's all we can ask. 10 seconds. These can be... by the way, everyone who's holding, don't hang up. Even if Lisa gets it, we still want to talk to you. That's all we can do is request that. For you, Lisa, 10 seconds. These can be real or fictional, all right? Real.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Why would you say that without knowing what the category
don't
is?
Don't seize up yet. Oh, God.
Like, what did I say that would cause an oh, God?
Fictional. I'm a science nerd, so.
Well, I know, but I mean, you've heard of things that are fictional, right? I mean.
True. Okay.
10 seconds. Give us five famous doctors. Five famous doctors. Ready? And go.
Phil. Dr. Phil, Dr. Kevorkian, Dr. I know
that. Dr. Seuss is a good one.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones. Indiana. Well, you're probably exhausted from that concert.
Can you guys put me on hold for a sec?
Why?
Because I actually need to talk to you guys. I'm actually Leslie. I need to talk to you later.
I'm Leslie.
Are you the job?
Are you the one where you're saying we want you to? Why can't you tell us on the air?
Well, I can.
Well, then tell.
Okay, so
I took your advice.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. First things first.
What was the
first things first? Why the fake name?
I don't know. I don't know. It just blurted out.
I kind of like
you just pulled out of random that you don't want to be Leslie. You want to be Lisa.
Yeah, why not?
Do you have voices in your head kind of thing going on?
So damn. What was the shtick with the boss? You were going in for a raise or something, right?
Yeah, and you guys, what your advice you did for me was so empowering. It was awesome.
What did we tell you to do? I don't even remember.
I told her to not go in and say, I need more money, but to go in and talk about all the benefit and value she brings to the company.
Yes.
Right. And then I think we said something about don't say that I could go somewhere else or something.
Yeah, don't threaten to leave. Right.
Right.
So, no,
I went
so what happened?
Exactly what you did. I went in exactly what you did. What you told me to do. I said, what do I bring to the table here? And basically, he said, I'm the poster child for this company. And I said, okay, like it was just like you bring positivity, you bring energy, everybody loves you.
Yes.
Patients love you, everything. And he's like, you're reliable.
Yes.
And until I hear anything, I'm going to go to work for what I'm being paid. How's that?
Oh, he said, I'll get back to you, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
He'll never get back to you. That was just to get you out of the office.
No, I'm going to give him. I'm going to give him till about Friday, and then I'm going to go. I'm going to, you know,
pop back in.
Hey, you're going to get. You're going to get a raise. I can already tell.
Well, you can't survive in Colorado for what I'm getting paid.
I know.
One job.
But that right, I understand. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you're going to end up getting a bump in pay because of the way you approach this.
I don't. I feel like they're just going to spiffer like a better parking spot or something.
Oh no!
I think you're going to get something out of it, but it might not be money.
Well, now you got to call us on Monday and tell us what the. Lisa, call us on Monday, but tell us your name is Leslie and tell us what happens, okay?
We need an update.
I will. Thank you, guys. I so appreciate you because it really just did give me like that little bit of empowerment that I wouldn't have went in there with that. So thank you.
I love that. You're welcome. Thank you for listening. And call us next Monday and let us know about that bump in pay, okay?
I will. I'll text you.
Okay.
Whatever.
Fair enough.
See you later.
Hey, it was solid advice. I'm sorry. It was good advice
for her.
Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Is that your real name?
It is.
Okay.
Nice.
We have a handful of listeners, and Josh knows who they are when they call. And so they give Josh fake names, too, sometimes. It's like, really?
Start learning your voice.
Our names really are Dom and Jeremy. Those are not fake names.
That you know
so
of.
Just come right out. Julie, what are you doing today?
I'm on my way to work.
Mm-hmm. Which is what?
I'm a risk manager at a big aerospace and defense company.
Whoa.
Nice. Are you getting paid what you're worth?
I think so, yeah.
Good. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
Because not everybody would say that. What percentage of people would say they're getting paid what they are worth? What percentage do you think, 19%, Julie?
19%, let's say. What do you think, Julie?
35.
You're going a little higher.
I think that sounds about right, actually.
What kind of
and
risk?
Then what percentage of people do you think are overpaid?
Oh, probably also 35.
You might be right. Mm. What were you asking, Jer?
What kind of risk management is associated with a defense company?
Well, depending on what kind of project you're working on, there's cost risk and schedule risk and risk that we might not meet our requirements.
Okay. Different risk than what I was thinking of, like things blowing up.
Blowing
in
up.
In your face, right? Well, losing a leg.
No. There's also that, right? We have requirements not to blow up.
I'd be more worried about that risk of losing a leg versus making budget. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Focus more on that.
The likelihood of blowing up is much, much, much lower than us exceeding our budget.
Well, that's good. You got people that know what they're doing then. I'm glad that you are doing background checks on those folks. And
are you qualified to do that? What's your qualification to do risk management of things not blowing up? Do you have a background in demolition or anything?
My background's in mechanical engineering, and I've been working with risk on and off for 22 years.
There you go. You're totally
perfect.
Qualified for this job. Good
perfect.
For you.
Yeah.
How much money do you make every year?
Enough.
Oh, nice.
What kind of car are you driving?
I drive a Subaru.
Well, practical.
Well, you live in Colorado. It's almost a requirement,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So we were talking about one of these people during the trending report. And before I give you the qualification, let me ask you, Julie, how old are you?
I am 46.
Okay, good. You'll like this then. 10 seconds. We need 5 singers, male, female, whatever, doesn't matter. 5 singers who are older than 50. 5 singers. Oh, wait. And they do have to still be alive. They still have to be alive.
Can't say Elvis.
Right, no Elvis. They have to be alive. 5 singers older than 50. Ready and go.
Mick Jagger, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. Did I say her already?
Yep.
Adam Levine
is sadly,
two, right?
Kenny Rogers is gone.
He dead.
I'm looking for an Elton John, a Paul McCartney,
yes.
Cher,
Madonna, who
Madonna.
We've been talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all, this is so much harder on the air than it is driving around in your car.
Isn't it?
Ain't
though?
It the truth? It's so true.
You freeze up a little bit. Man. And then you say Dolly Parton twice, you know, which is embarrassing.
I'm really smart. This is very embarrassing to me.
That's the line of the day.
I'm really smart. Look, I don't think rattle off is about intelligence level at all. There's a lot of factors that come into play. So don't beat yourself up.
I would have won boys against the girls yesterday, so I feel proud of myself for that.
Oh, well, try tomorrow. No. We'll be playing again.
Yeah, we're going to play BAG again tomorrow, so call us at 8 o'clock, right. Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, Jilly, bye. There she goes.
Gone.
I'm really smart.
It's cute.
Megan, what are you up to today?
Oh, playing Mom Taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so where are you going right now?
Taking one kiddo to daycare, and I'm home with another sick kiddo.
Oh, that sucks.
Hmm. Yeah, the first day of school, so.
What kind of car are you driving?
A Yukon.
Nice.
Mm.
I've had
plenty
two
of room
Yukons.
In there for kids
yeah,
to
we love
bounce around.
Yukons.
Wait a minute, did you say first day of school and the kid is, did you say first day of school and the kid is sick?
Yeah, she's been sick for a couple of days now. It's her first day of first grade.
Aww. Well, you didn't get to take the photo.
No, there was definitely no photo taken.
Aw, that's sad. It's a law that you got to take those photos.
I know. Mom fail. I didn't get first day photos of my other two either.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's a big mom fail. Can you do it like the following week, I guess? Or is it you got to do it on the first day?
No, just don't do it at all, Megan.
No,
just
do it. I love looking back at those.
I'll do it.
I post one every year where I kind of dress up and act like I'm going back to school and I post it. So I'm due to do that. Dom loves it.
Yeah, I do. What's wrong with your daughter? What's wrong with her?
Don't know. Took her to urgent care last night. She's running pretty high fever for the last 3 days, so just Tylenol and ibuprofen to try and get her better.
Well, what can you do?
You're saying they're perplexed? They have no idea what it is?
Yeah, they ran strep test and COVID, and those are all negative, so they kind of just...
She's just regular sick, then. It's regular sick.
She's just got kid disease, right? They're little walking germ factories.
Eat some saltines, drink some Sprite and ginger ale.
Mm.
I barely keep them anything. She's not very hungry, so.
Oh, well, never mind. Don't do that then. Well, if she pukes up the Sprite, it's easy to clean up, I guess. Yeah.
Don't do the red tomatoes. Yeah. It's when you do the tomato soup and grilled cheese, and that gets all over the
place. That's a vomit fail right there. That's when you need to call out Zero Res.
Hey!
Thank
well
you.
Done. Well done.
So am I playing for, you know, the tickets? Or I thought there was cash and free babysitting, I heard.
He was goofing.
Ding.
He was goofing.
Another ding. How much cash do you need?
A couple months ago, and I remember I have, you know, five kids, and I work at a daycare and a vet clinic.
Mm. Oh, I remember you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I really needed, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
I don't want to babysit.
Look, you have a fantastic prize on the line here. We're going to send you out to Elidge Gardens, and that's what parents, you know, love that prize. So see how you do here. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Okay. This one's so easy that if you botch this, shame on you.
Say that then. That's so much pressure.
I know. 10 seconds. Five things you plug in. Five different things that you plug in. Ready and go.
TV, microwave, cell phone, fan. Oh, God. Keyboard, a switch.
Yeah, I think
really
you got
no
all.
Problem with any of those. Yeah. I'm thinking that Megan is a winner.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. Thank you, guys.
OMG.
Well, we aim to please, Megan. That's why we
get
show up each day.
Get your sick kid better before you go to Elitch's and get on a coaster, though, okay?
Definitely.
We don't want cleanup crews out there.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to place you gently on hold, and Josh will come around and he'll tell you about those Elidge Gardens tickets, okay?
Thank you guys so much. You just made my morning.
Aw, kisses to you.
You made ours. Thank you. Other couple people hung up. Taryn didn't, though. Taryn's hanging in there. Taryn, what are you doing today? Anything good?
Watching my brother's kids.
Why? What's your brother doing?
Working. 1, 3, and 5 are the kids.
Okay.
No, really?
Yeah.
What are you doing with them today, then?
I'm going to take them to the museum.
Well, that's good.
Yep. And my kid, I was in school on the second day, and they already have picture day today, so.
What did they, what did you dress them up in?
Well, no, she dresses herself. She's like 12.
So I know. Okay, so what is she wearing?
Just like a shirt that has like ruffle sleeves and then
same
jean shorts.
What are the odds? Same thing I'm wearing today.
And jean shorts.
I love ruffle sleeves.
Yes, the ruffles. I love the ruffles.
Aren't the school pictures great, though? I like to look back on those and just see how like goofy you looked back in the day.
I think like I had to do like a lot of like repeated pictures over the years because I'm like, did you look at my kid's face? She had
in the background. Nowadays, you can pay for the retouching. They will send you the little thing. They'll show you. They'll give you a preview of what your kid's picture looks like, and then you can add like teeth whitening and blemish remover and stray hair fixes.
It's like touch up package.
It's the touch up package. Yeah. So they look like little glamour shot kids.
Oh my God. Yeah. We need to talk about this tomorrow at 7. I just found our 7 o'clock segment. School photos.
It. I mean, you're supposed to be an ugly little kid.
Like backgrounds you can choose nowadays, and I'm like, doesn't even like look natural anymore.
Yeah, you're like sitting on Mars.
None of it is natural. I have a problem with some of the school
photos today. Where's the mountain background?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're gonna talk about this at 7 tomorrow. Jared, is that okay with you?
I'm down with it. Yeah. That's
Taryn, we're gonna let you go deal with those rowdy kids in the background. You have a great day at the museum, okay?
Okay, yeah, they're dying to go. That they're pulling my arm here.
You have fun, okay?
Oh, God, no. All right, okay. Bye.
Bye, Taryn.
Bye.
Bye.
We're done.